this group, and let's call them the Illuminati as opposed to anything else right now, that they are the ones that are screwing it up for all of us.
Absolutely, but it's by design because that is their prime directive. They must screw it up so that people get so fed up with the screwed up nature of the world that they call for someone that will give them peace. They call for someone that will restore order. See, it's a Hegelian dialectic, okay? You create the problem, you provide the solution, and by providing the solution to the problem you created, you bring about the desired change. You know, whether you like Hegel or not, it's exactly the way they work. And if you see terrorism, and look, I resent being considered a terrorist if I say I don't like the policy of a surveillance society. When people say to me, well, if you don't have anything to be afraid of, that shouldn't bother you. I say, no, it's the guys doing the surveilling that bothers me, not to mention that I don't believe in the surveillance society. This country was great when we didn't have it. So what is the underlying catalyst? What's the driving
force?
Look,
if law enforcement was allowed to do what they did prior to 9/11, they would have stymied that case. They would have been able to stop it. It wouldn't have occurred, and that would have been on conventional law enforcement means. We wouldn't have had the Patriot Act. We wouldn't have had any of these controls in place, and we would have stopped 9/11 had we just listened to the law enforcement people who were doing their job.
But they were told to stand down, too, and they were intentionally faulted. They were intentionally, listen, I've talked to over 200 probably law enforcement individuals from different parts, you know, of the country, of the world, etc. And they all said the same thing. Whenever they would get to the meat of the matter, somebody or someone would intentionally foul up their investigation, threaten them. Some of these guys were threatened with murder. So who threatens who with murder for telling the truth? Just like the scientist issue, you know? The bottom line is, and we got to deal with the bird flu. You and I talked about, and again, this is critical and germane. We talked about the fact that it is in the Illuminous manuscripts that they are going to generate a super plague. And that super plague isn't, by the way, the bird flu. It is the transgenic version of the bird flu is a cover, okay? Let me make this clear. The bird flu is a cover. It's what's underneath it. And this is, listen, this is just basic defectors from the Soviet Union, they're getting it clean with the country, saying this is how we were going to do it. So when you hear of this disease or that disease breaking out, the whole thing, Dr. Patricia Doyle, God bless her, she's done a fabulous job. But it seems like people just want to believe that, you know, somehow this bird flu is going to, you know, take over in 3 weeks. You remember that story about 10 days ago?
Yeah.
3 weeks, yeah. Okay.
Well, as you know, I've been saying on this program for the last year that there isn't going to be a pandemic. I've stuck my neck out saying that there is not going to be a human pandemic with this situation, like there was not a SARS problem and everything else. And it's all hype and it's all scaring people and it's a bunch of bull.
And the reason, listen, somebody once said this, is that isn't it interesting that the government that used to say you need to prepare for 3 days is now saying you may need to be quarantined, and about the same time that the monthly self-imposed quarantine could be up to 3 months, you know? I mean, you can go on government websites now that they're talking about things that you and I have spoken about over the years, about preparing for an extended period of time. But what I think, and this is something that people have got to understand, it is my contention and others are very wise that all of the scientists were killed because at some point in their lives, they worked on a compartmentalized program that is ultra, ultra secret. And there is, George, a desire and a declared intention to wipe out 5.5 billion people. You
well,
can't...
And let me tell you though, Stephen, we are so busy as a nation concerned about all this stuff. You know, the avian flu, the terrorism, wars, that we have completely forgotten what it's like to run a country and take care of people. We have forgotten about education. We've forgotten about amending the Internal Revenue Tax Code and making it workable for Americans. Nobody's talking about Social Security anymore and what they're going to do about that. Instead, all we're talking about is whittling away our rights and destroying the planet. And I'm telling you, there's something wrong, and I predict that the pressure cooker is about ready to explode because you cannot keep people simmering this way.
Absolutely.
They're going to blow up.
And it's my contention, George, that all the misstories, misstatements, and bald-faced lies are designed to cause a pressure cooker to blow up, because then Dracon and the boys, you know, it's almost like a cheap comic strip, or maybe even a good comic strip. Then the draconian law boys come in and they kill with impunity. I'm sorry, but I see a very, very sinister, and I don't mean just earthly plan in this, you know?